Hey guys, it's me, Bobby. Remember me? You're still subscribed, so I'm kind of surprised that you do. So I really apologize. I've finally gotten some free time, and so this is one of the unedited episodes, or I should say lightly edited episodes, of the Bobby Blackwell Show. I've edited out the music, but nothing else. So all the great awkward pauses in between all of the old news that matters no more. It's all in here. It's all in this file. I thank you for staying subscribed to the podcast feed. I greatly apologize for my lackadaisical attitude towards getting the live show archives up. There's hours and hours and hours of content that not many people have been able to experience, and that is all my fault. I really don't have an excuse. It's podcaster burnout. Perhaps I enjoy doing the show. I don't enjoy the hours and hours of stuff that happen outside of the show. And I'm too much of a control freak to outsource it to anybody else. I don't want anybody else doing my files for me or anything. So you can take that what you will. So this is highly unedited. There's going to be awkward pauses, long pauses, screw-ups, etc. Enjoy this 2009 episode of the Bobby Blackwolf Show. Tonight we're back after a two-week absence with impressions of Brutal Legend, Forza 3, and Guitar Hero Van Halen. Plus, Nintendo is re-releasing a new handheld. Really? Live calls and chat comments on the Bobby Blackwolf Show, week of November 1st, 2009. Bobby Blackwolf Show, you're on the air.
Calling in to chime in about this, Matt. And
it's your fault, Doc Wolf. It's you guys who buy these dumb Katamari, Catalarm, kind of that game.
Bobby Blackwolf back at Dragon Con 2005.
I am here at Anime Weekend Atlanta 11. I'm here at the Best Buy in Alpharetta, Georgia, talking about the Xbox 360 launch.
DC Nate and everybody in chat's all going, we didn't buy into the hype. You did buy into the hype, you just didn't buy the system.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, it's Bobby Blackwolf.
Yes, I hate kids. That's why none came over to my new house last night. I guess I got listed on some registry. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of a long time coming of the Bobby Blackwell Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as reminisce about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwolf. Thank you for allowing me to take 2 weeks off of the live show, and you know the podcasts are really far behind. I apologize about that as well. But if you're joining us live here on All Games Radio, head on over to our chat room. Chat.allgames.com is where I will be reading intelligent comments from chat throughout the night. A little bit later on, I am going to be opening up our Skype line and our toll-free number for you to call in. Our Skype line is Bobby Blackwell Show, that is all one word. And our toll-free number in North America is 1-866-880-0156, or you can email me, blackwolf@allgames.com. I've moved into my new house. This is my first live broadcast from the new house, the basement of my new house. It's still a little, it's probably a little bit bigger room than the one I was in before, but it's still a little room outside of Atlanta. But I've moved in, haven't hooked everything back up, haven't had that much time to play games, but I have played a little bit of several games that I do want to talk about this week before we get to the one news story that we want to talk about. And one of them is not DJ Hero, because I did not purchase DJ Hero, because I played it at Best Buy. I did the demo unit, and it just winds up that I'm not a personal fan of mashups or Black Eyed Peas or Gwen Stefani or any of the music that was in the demo. So this is a personal taste. Apparently people that are into that music think it's one of the best soundtracks ever made, which is great. You know, I'm not going to say that it's bad. It's just not my thing. And then the gameplay, I don't know if it was the unit I was playing on. It didn't seem that used. It seemed very sensitive, and I wasn't feeling it. So no, DJ Hero is not one of the games. I did not like it at the demo store unit, and Activision no longer sends me anything. They haven't sent me anything for months. So they didn't send it to me, so I don't have it. Don't have any impressions of it for you. So there you go. There's my DJ Hero impressions. Don't listen to me if you want to know if you should get DJ Hero. Listen to someone else, because I'm biased against it, because I'm not a fan of that type of music. But one game that is filled with music that I am a fan of, Brutal Legend, which actually did come out since we've been on the air. It seems like it's been out for a year now. But Brutal Legend came out. I wish I have been able to get farther in it. I have not. It came out right before I was about to unhook everything and move. Taking apart my entertainment center, bought a new TV and everything. So I haven't gotten really far in Brutal Legend. The Tim Schafer game, set in a heavy metal album cover universe, starring Jack Black and several other metal gods and Tim Curry and other... It's cool. Here's the thing. I like it because of the story. If you take out the Tim Schafer story, you've got a very plain slasher, no jumping slasher. He can't jump. Roadies don't jump for whatever reason. Slasher slash RTS. Hack and slash with some RTS elements. And I haven't gotten very deep in the RTS elements. Some people say that it gets really convoluted later on. Right now, it's not really an RTS in terms of, you know, you select units with a mouse. It's not like Halo Wars RTS. It's more like you kind of point in the general direction of the units you want to command, and then you point in the general direction of where you want them to go, and then they go. And then you're also hacking and slashing and defending things and stuff. So it seems, at least the hack and slash portion is pretty generic if it wasn't for the Tim Schafer humor and the Tim Schafer story. I really like the Tim Schafer humor in the story, so it works for me. I'm very happy with it. But those that maybe are not into metal and don't get all the jokes and the references of it being basically a heavy metal album cover that you're playing in, you're probably not going to get as much out of the story, and therefore you're going to go back to the gameplay, which is nothing really special. So really, it's a story-based game. It's basically you want to know what happens next. You want to hear what Jack Black says next. You're not really playing it for the game, if you know what I mean. The bosses are, your traditional, you know, find their weakness and hit them three times after with that weakness, and there you go, there's the bosses. And I haven't really gotten too much farther in it, so I can't really comment more on, like, the later stages of the game. The multiplayer, we actually tried it on my TV show, and I think it was part because none of us playing knew how to do the RTS elements. We hadn't gotten that far in the game. So the multiplayer, we basically just quit after a while because we weren't getting anywhere. Couldn't figure it out. But there is a multiplayer, which is basically an RTS mode. There's three factions, and you're trying to build a stage and get as many fans and destroy the other person's stage, and that's the online multiplayer. The one time that we've tried it on my other show, we didn't like it, and we went back to the single-player game. The story, though, if you are into metal and stuff, you will be riveted by the story, and you will want to know what happens next, and it kind of goes quick enough that, you know, you're going to still be entertained by it. Bauer CTU agrees with me in chat.allgames.com. He says, it's the lamest online multiplayer possible. Pen15 in chat says, Brutal Legend seems lame if you aren't into rock, similar with DJ Hero, where the music is the deciding factor. Necromas says, if you like the movie Pick of Destiny, which was Tenacious D, you'd probably like Brutal Legend. Nothing wrong with a game selling itself on the story and atmosphere, which I agree with, because I love it for the story and atmosphere. But somebody who's maybe, you know, a lot more into, you know, hip-hop or country or something won't get as much out of the story as somebody who at least, you know, knows about metal and, you know, finds a lot of the stuff that you see in metal album covers and if you find it funny or you know about it and stuff. So it's definitely a game about the story and the atmosphere. Shadow Next Gen says, Brutal Legend starts out great, but gets a bit repetitive towards the end. I haven't gotten to the repetitive parts yet. I probably will. But there you go. Bunchikawa says, later stages become much more into the RTS. It's basically five maps, but he loves the metal. So, Brutal Legend, I would give it a B, as you know, because I don't want to give every game an A, because it really is one of those things. If you love the metal, and you embrace the metal, and you enjoy Jack Black's type of humor and Tim Schafer's humor, you will love this game. If you don't, you will hate this game. this game is going to be very disappointing for you. There's a lot of people, it's either people love the game or wish they loved the game. And that's pretty much what I've seen in terms of response from other people. They go in with high expectations, you know, Tim Schafer, Psychonauts, everybody, you know, all the critics loved it. And then they get into this and they're like, I really wanted to love it, but I couldn't. So I haven't seen anybody that's come out and said I hated it. They've always said I wish I loved it, you know. So there you go. That's Brutal Legend. Another game real quick I'm going to talk about, Guitar Hero Van Halen. This one's technically not out yet. But for those that bought Guitar Hero 5 and actually did not buy it from GameStop where they removed the outer wrapper, you were actually able to fill out a form online and send in your receipt and that little wrap, the sticker that's on the plastic wrap of the game, send it in, and they will send you Guitar Hero Van Halen free of charge. Which they can't really say that Guitar Hero Van Halen is free. It's an added offer or something like that. There's legal reasons they said that they can't actually say you get it free. And you don't even get the full game. They send you a little thing, and it's like a little cardboard sleeve, and it has the game in it. And there you go. So you don't get a box, you don't get a manual, you don't get anything like that. So they sent Guitar Hero Van Halen. It actually came last week, and I put it in. And it is... Here's Guitar Hero Van Halen. If you've played Guitar Hero Metallica, take that engine, that formula, strip out all the cutscenes, strip out all the backstage videos, and you know, put in Van Halen's catalog from from 1984 and before, so nothing with Sammy Hagar or anything after 1984, and then put in David Lee Roth's son, or not David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen's son, I guess Wolfgang Van Halen's, his son's favorite bands, and make them the other songs, and you have Guitar Hero Van Halen. There is no cutscene storyline that I have seen. There's no backstage stuff about Van Halen. It's all the early years with David Lee Roth. They do not touch any Van Halen song after 1984. They don't touch it. But the avatars in the game are of their older selves. It's not the younger selves. So it's the older Van Halen playing all the early Van Halen songs. But you don't go in, you don't get like an appreciation for the band. Like even Aerosmith, Guitar Hero Aerosmith, at least, you know, chronicled their career and things like that with cutscenes and stuff. They don't do that. I haven't seen any backstage videos, nothing about them doing you know, any kind of mocap for the game or anything. It's basically they took all the stuff that made Guitar Hero Metallica and they basically just slapped these songs in it, changed the graphics, changed the icons. Now it's Rock Facts instead of Metal Facts that you can watch over the videos. And there you go. So even if you like Guitar Hero games, or if you prefer Guitar Hero games, this game is a disappointment. It's worth it. I think Guitar Hero 5 is worth it for the software. And it's worth it if you're able to get this bundled in with Guitar Hero 5. But I hope nobody pays 50 or 60 bucks for Guitar Hero Van Halen, because it is not worth that much. It is a song pack. Basically, it's the Guitar Hero Metallica engine. They didn't even put the Guitar Hero 5 stuff in it. So it's the Guitar Hero Metallica game engine with Van Halen stuff. I was very disappointed. Even if you're into Guitar Hero, you would be disappointed by this. Apparently, I guess you can import the songs later, or some of the songs, into Guitar Hero 5 later. I don't know which ones or how much that's going to cost or anything like that. But, yeah, it gets a D. It's Guitar Hero. If you're really, 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 really into Van Halen, you'll love being able to play the songs, but realize it's the early years. They don't put anything after 84. In there. There's not even a mention of Sammy Hagar. Like, no mention at all. Just like there was no mention of Jason Newsted in Metallica. But, yeah, so if you're a fan of Van Halen's early years, it might be worth it, but they didn't try. They just slapped it together. Bauer CTU says, Guitar Hero Van Halen, the beginning of the end. Gamer says, all band games should be like Beatles Rock Band. So the next game I'm going to talk about is one that I actually have played for a while, This one kind of took over because it looked really nice on my new TV, and it was the first game that I was able to sit down and play after I moved in. Forza 3. Those of you out there probably know that I was really big into Forza 2. We did a lot of racing in the community here. Unfortunately, a lot of the people in the community that were big into the races in Forza 2 have kind of moved away from this community, and it's kind of sad. So I haven't really been able to play it online at all, even though I'm sure a lot of people have been playing it online that I used to race with, but I don't know about it yet. But Forza 3 is basically the poster child for why you need a bigger hard drive in the Xbox 360. Let me explain that first. I love the game, but let me get to some of these annoyances first. Forza 3 has a second disc, and you don't play off the second disc. This is not like Halo 3 ODST, where it's like, you know, the multiplayer is on the second disc. If you want to access the content that's on the second disc, you need to have 2 gigs free on your hard drive, because it installs basically like these car packs and track packs to your hard drive, just like if you would have downloaded them from the Xbox Live Marketplace. So there's a second disc that you install to the hard drive. You install these packs to the hard drive, and it gives you all the content that comes with the game, because it is in 1080p, and it's got, you know, fully rendered cockpits. It's got all the right sounds and all this stuff for each car, and there's 400 cars or something like that, and lots of tracks too. So you download all these, and so there's 2 gigs right there. And then you load the game up, and for one thing, it does, you know, try to get you to install these when you start up the game. So I felt like I was playing a PS3 game where it wanted me to install 2 gigs to my hard drive before I even played. But you could skip it, and just you don't get all the cars and tracks. But you can still play the full game and play online. You don't lose any modes by not installing the second disc. And then you start a race, and then you go and make dinner, and then you come back, and then the race is finally ready to start. So you hit A again, and then you can go make a snack, and then you can go. The load times in Forza 3 are atrocious. They are absolutely hideous. I was falling asleep waiting for the load times. Now, there is a way that you can lower the load times. That is, install the game to your hard drive, which is about 6.8 gigs is how big the game is when you install it to your hard drive. So you can do that, and it cuts down the load times, but it's still longer than you're probably expecting. But it does greatly reduce the load times when you do that. So right off the bat, that's 9 gigs on your hard drive that you have to free up just to be able to get all the content and have a good experience and not fall asleep waiting for each race to load. Then, you know, you download, you create other things, and, you know, you have replays and movies and stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of hard drive space. So already right there, that almost takes up the entire 20-gig hard drive, because you really only get 13 gigs if you have a 20-gig hard drive. That takes up the majority of your 20-gig hard drive right there just for Forza 3. Yeah. So you probably should buy a bigger hard drive if you really want to play Forza 3. After that, though, the game, it is basically, they took all the stuff that was good in Forza 2, brought it over to Forza 3, made it look a lot better, and they added a rewind function. So the rewind function, which, if you've played like Grid or Dirt or anything, you're pretty familiar with this function, where you can go back into the race, it doesn't penalize you, and then you can try that corner again, which is great, because in Forza 2, a lot of times, if I missed a corner or something, I'd have to restart the entire race. So this allows me just to rewind that corner, try it again, and go. Now, this rewind, they say it's unlimited, but I learned that you can't use it if anybody has passed, any of the AI has passed the finish line. You can't use rewind. It turns it off. So if anybody's passed the finish line, you cannot rewind. So just keep that in mind. A lot of people probably haven't seen that. I was trying to do this drift record challenge, and I couldn't rewind anymore because everybody else had finished the race. So that's cool. And one other thing, this was one thing, because I don't play on the hardest AI level. So this was something I really noticed, was that the AI drivers were perfect, except they were slower when you dialed down the difficulty of them. And I was like, that sucks, because if I was, you know, at that, you know, if I was an AI driver at that difficulty, I'd still every once in a while overshoot a turn or whatever, and I never saw that in Forza 2. The drivers were perfect, and they never messed up. They never did anything like that. Not so in Forza 3. It was so nice to be able to actually watch the guy in front of me accidentally overshoot the turn and go craning into the wall. And then I was able to zip past him because of his mistake. That was really nice to see, because that was something I never saw in Forza 2. And it was kind of annoying that, you know, here I've got the AI not, you know, down on an easier difficulty. I don't have it on the hardest difficulty. And the racers are racing perfectly. They're just not doing full on, going full on the pedal. So that type of stuff will happen. You'll have to avoid their crashes, which is kind of cool. So I really like that. And I haven't played it online. I know you can't use the rewind feature online, obviously. But I haven't been able to play it online myself to see how it is. We did play it on my TV show, and I saw that they've added, like, drag races, which is basically everybody's on the same track. It was lame. But, yeah, they have drag races in this now, and there is a drift challenge, which basically if you hit left on the D-pad, you activate the drift mode, where it actually scores your drifts just like if you were playing Project Gotham or anything else that has drift elements. But it's optional. You don't have to do it. It's not like there's a drift challenge in the career mode or anything like that. Now, one thing I do want to point out, because I actually got a message on Xbox Live about this, is somebody was asking, where are the time trials? Because there is actually an achievement for the achievement whores out there that says, get do a lap and time trial. And what you think you do is you go to hot lap, and you think that's time trial, and you do it, and it winds up you don't. That's not it. So here's where it is. And somebody said, this is a stupid question, where is it? And what I told him is, it's not a stupid question, because it's in a really stupid place. You have to go to the online leaderboards. And then you got to select the time trial leaderboards. And then you got to select the course. And then from there, you can actually start the time trial from that course. There is no menu option that says do the time trial. You have to go to the time trial leaderboards and like go through like three or four menus. And then you can do a time trial where they select the car and you basically do the track and stuff. So, yeah, they really buried that feature this year. But other than that, I mean, it's, you know, got all the same stuff as last time. You know, all the painting and the car customizations is there. One of the things I do like, though, is that the tuning setups, you don't have to be a car genius to be competitive online, because now the people can sell tuner setups for specific cars. So you can actually buy with in-game credits these tuner setups. And so the people who do really know cars a lot can actually tune your car for you, and you can buy the tuner setup. And that way you won't go into online races and have just a stock car. You can actually go in with a tuned car and actually be competitive, and it'd be more about your driving rather than about your knowledge of how to make, you know, on what to do on this tuning setup and how air pressure in the tires and stuff like that. There's also a quick upgrade button to actually upgrade the components in the car. This is separate from the tuning, which is nice because it will automatically determine how you can get the highest rating for the class you're in, based on how many credits you have and stuff like that, which it wasn't that hard to do, but it was time-consuming. So basically, I am spending less time in the menus of Forza 3, and I'm spending more time racing and watching load screens than I am sitting in there trying to figure out, okay, if I take out the seats and then I put this in, am I still under the B? Okay, what's my weight here? Blah, blah, blah. It actually just automatically determines what the best combination is for the car that I'm driving. So I really like that. So that's one of the things I really like. Overall, if you're into the simulation racers, this is the game to get. This is the A game for strictly simulation racers on the Xbox 360. This is their version of Gran Turismo. It's great. Butchkawa says, people don't like time trials anymore. Why would you stick that game mode somewhere where you wouldn't look for it? I guess to make that achievement worth it, maybe? Pen15 asks, does it have a crash mode? No. I'm sure you could make one up online. Hitstun says, I can't install games on my hard drive. I only have a 20 gig, which was top of the line at one point. I refuse to pay the 300% Microsoft tax for a bigger hard drive. Unfortunately, that's the only way you're going to be able to get it, because the new update is going to lock out all the unauthorized hard drives and memory units and stuff like that, like the Daytel ones and things like that. So Microsoft's really trying to corner the market on that. That is one thing where Sony is good, and that they can, you know, basically lets you use whatever hard drive you want, and they'll install their stuff to it, and you can have as big of a hard drive as you want in the PS3. You don't have to pay them for it. In fact, they don't even sell hard drives for the PS3. They tell you to go get them from someone else. So that's one thing that Sony does right, and I think that Microsoft does wrong. And I think that, because I've paid the tax for a 120 gig hard drive, and it wasn't pretty. So real quick, I will talk a little bit about the new update, because I'm in the preview program, so I actually have Twitter and Facebook and Last.fm and the Zune Marketplace and stuff on my Xbox 360, and it's there. I went through it a little bit on my Friday Night TV show, and Last.fm didn't work. I think they've shut it down for now. I think they're doing some upgrades to it. But basically, Twitter and Facebook are basically just Xbox interfaces for them. And it doesn't interrupt your games or anything. You can't get updates on the bottom of the screen. Like if somebody updates Twitter or somebody replies to you on Twitter or you get a message on Facebook, doesn't do any of that. You actually have to go into the application and see it there. So it really doesn't offer much of anything unless you really don't want to get up off the couch and go to your computer. Now, you can't create accounts. You can't create Facebook or Twitter accounts from the Xbox 360. You have to go to a computer. So this is not a substitute for having a computer to at least create the account. Last.fm, you can actually create an account on your Xbox 360, because I didn't have a Last.fm account. And if you don't know what Last.fm is, it's if you know what Pandora is, it's pretty much like Pandora, where you basically say, I like this band, and so then it plays one song from that band and then a bunch of songs from other bands that other people like that also like that band. So it's not like you can't put in, you know, like what I did, Rush. You know, you can't say, okay, I want to hear Rush songs. It'll play one Rush song, and then it'll start playing, you know, Yes and a bunch of other prog rock bands, never playing Rush again. So it's basically a tool to discover new music, and basically it plays on the Xbox 360. You have to be in the Last.fm thing to take part in it. And then it'll show, like, photos of the band. If it has, like, a photo of that artist, it will actually show it up on the screen. So, and it basically, it's Last.fm. It's on the Xbox 360. It's, this, you know, an Xbox version of what you can do on your computer. The Zune Marketplace right now, as far as I can see, is just the video marketplace. But I guess you can stream instead of having to download. One of the nice things about the Zune Marketplace, though, is that it will look in your account history and actually show you every single piece of content you've already bought. So if you bought something a while ago and had to delete it from your hard drive because you're like, ACDF and only have a 20 gig hard drive and want to put more Rock Band songs on it or something, it will actually remember what that was, and it's in a handy little menu, and you can actually go re-download it. So I thought that was really cool, and I thought that was one of the big additions that I could see myself using. But other than that, it's the Xbox Live Video Marketplace. It's not free streaming, although there's a party mode, so I guess you can watch in a party some of these, I think. But that's basically what the Zune Marketplace does. One of the other things it's adding that's not up yet for us preview members is the music stores, where you can actually go in to this area in the music marketplace that actually shows Rock Band and Guitar Hero and stuff. And it's kind of like the in-game stores, where you can actually hear a preview, 30-second preview, so you don't actually have to put the Rock Band disc in to listen to the new songs that come out every Tuesday. But that's not in yet, so I don't... The placeholder's there, but the actual storefront is not there yet. So that'll be coming up later. So that's the new Xbox update. Probably coming out in the next couple weeks. I know that they're working on it, because Last.fm was down. Twitter and Facebook's got some kinks in it. Like, it doesn't load my Twitter picture, but it loads everybody else's. I don't know why. So, there's that. VXJSNXV says, Last.fm is nothing like Pandora. Okay. I've never used either. I've just been told that Last.fm is like Pandora. So you can probably call in the second segment and tell me exactly why I'm wrong, because I don't know. Pen15 says, I don't want PC features in my 360. I want a 360 in my PC. Parallel 35 says 360 needs a web browser, otherwise I need to keep my laptop next to the couch. So the one news story that I'm going to read before I go into my music break is Nintendo related. And that's that they're releasing a new handheld. Surprise, surprise, surprise. It's made for Americans, kind of, even though it's coming out in Japan later this month. But it should be called the DSi US, but it's not. It's the DSi XL. GameSpot reports that 2 days after it dismissed a Nikkei Newswire article as speculative, Nintendo confirmed that a new version of its DSi handheld, the DSi LL in Japan, will go on sale in Japan this year. European and U.S. reps from Nintendo confirmed it will also debut in the first quarter of 2010 in North America and Europe, where it will be called the DSi XL. The new DSi will support two screens measuring 4.2 inches in diagonal diameter. That's a band name right there. Far larger than the current 3.25 inch screens or the DS Lite's 3 inch screens. So it's like 93% bigger. The XL screens are almost as large as the single screen of the PSP 3000, which measures in at 4.3 inches. Battery life will run 4 to 5 hours on maximum brightness and 13 to 17 hours on lowest brightness, on par with the DS Lite. It will also support both a regular stylus and an easier-to-hold stylus shaped like a rounded pen. The handheld will go on sale in Japan for 20,000 yen, or right now $220, and will be available in three colors: wine red, dark brown, and natural white. So here's the thing, you know, if you bought things on the DSi, you can't transfer them. You can't transfer your Wii purchases to a new Wii. So if you bought a lot of DSiWare games, what's going to happen? Are they going to let you transfer it over? Because you're paying more. This is a more expensive handheld than the DSi. I wonder what they're going to do with that. But basically, what this looks like is it's made for people where the DSi is just too small, like elderly, who have trouble seeing the small screens and stuff. So they're making it bigger for people with bigger hands, like Americans, and bigger stylus, basically, so it's easier to use for people that can't handle the smaller DSi. And I mean, even with me on the DS Lite, my hands were cramping a little bit playing Mario Kart. So already to me, the DS Lite was kind of small for my fat hands. But do we care? I didn't see any reason to go to the DSi from my DS Lite. I right now don't see any reason to go to a DSi XL from my DS Lite. Maybe it's because I don't care that much about the DSiWare games or applications, even though I know a lot are on there. And I have heard that they are going to be bundling in some apps with the DSi XL, but we'll see how that works out. Tireclaw asks, what does the LL and DSi LL stand for? Probably larger large. Oh, LL is... that's right. GameGuru got it right. LL is the actual Japanese equivalent of XL, which I probably should have thought about, because when I was in Japan, when I wanted to look for t-shirts, I had to look for LL t-shirts. They don't sell XL t-shirts. They sell LL t-shirts. Pen 15 says, so Bobby will buy one because I'm elderly. Pen 15, get off my lawn. So we're going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to be opening up the phone lines for you to call in and tell us what you think about the DSi, LL, XL, or Forza 3, or Brutal Legend, or Twitter and Facebook, or stuff like that. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwolf Show on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com.
Hey, this is GK128, and you're listening to the only show with the band hammer, the Bobby Blackwolf Show.
That was the name of my car in Forza 2. I have made the vinyl group that says Banhammer, but I haven't found an appropriate car to make the Banhammer but in Forza 3. But hey, if you want to leave a bumper, you're going to have to email me, blackwolf@allgames.com. I have not restarted the voicemail on the Skype line. So you'll have to send me an MP3 email with your voice, blackwolf@allgames.com. I'll put some music behind it. And we can get some more bumpers. So we're going to go ahead and open up the Skype line and the toll-free number for you to call in. Bobby Blackwolf Show on Skype or in North America, 1-866-880-0156. That's the number where you can call and talk about anything that we've talked about tonight, anything going on in the past 2 weeks that you want to talk about here in the video game industry. Talk about if you really care about the DSi. Let's see. Trying to see, make sure we got... Hang on. Hang up on that. So we do have a call here on the line. So Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Good evening, Bobby. It's Jason in a very nice post-snow Castle Rock, Colorado.
Jason, what's up? What's on your mind tonight?
I had a question, and I apologize if you actually did cover this. I wanted to clarify, and then I wanted to ask you. The two predominant uses, other than looking up concert information and whatnot, the two predominant uses of Last.fm is that there are various plugins for players, and then there's the official Last.fm player, where when you're listening to your music, it will send that information up. If you look at any user page on Last.fm, you see all of your listening history. So the point being that there's ways of posting about the fact that you've listened to certain songs in your local library, and then of course it does the same thing for the streaming radio stations that Last.fm does. The reason why I say it's completely different is that Last.fm pulls in your library information, and then you can listen to any songs the artist's label has uploaded, but yeah, it tries to get you related artists, where Pandora tries to be centric to one artist and tries to use its scientific musical genome, whatever the crap thing they did, in order to show you different artists related to the one that you picked. Same idea, different implementation, blah, 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 blah. So having said that, what I was really curious about is that if you have CDs, music in general, ripped to your Xbox 360, are those accessible through the Last.fm application on the 360 itself?
That's a very good question. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Gotcha.
It does allow you to put a heart icon on any song that you're listening to.
Right, and that's the Last.fm radio stations, exactly as you covered. You love the tracks that you want, and then there's a radio station specific for the loved tracks. There's the band tracks if you're just really sick and tired of something or just outright hate it. And it's, I don't know, it would be, I guess we'll have to find somebody who actually... Well, I'll have to wait for the answer, because it's really interesting to see if the media that you have, if this will be another full medium for you to be able to post this information to your profile.
Yeah, and I'll try that. I mean, I've got CDs, and I can rip them to the hard drive and everything. So, I mean, I can try all this stuff and go on the website and kind of see how it works. I haven't been able to do that recently, and then last time I tried, it was actually down. Like, they actually took it. I guess they were trying to update the software, so I was in the sense of... It was like it wanted me to download a new update, but the update wasn't available. So, but it's a beta.
You just picked the perfect time to try it.
I did, and it was Friday night on live TV. So I guess they were watching and didn't want us to use Last.fm. So yeah,
live radio, but live video, and yeah. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Exactly, and so I mean that's why I I've never really used Pandora. I just knew that Pandora kind of helped you find new songs you like based on a artist. And Last.fm, it seemed like the same thing, where you could say, okay, I like Rush. And then it would say, okay, here's Rush Radio, and it plays a song from Rush, and then it plays songs from everybody else other than Rush. And I'm like, I was kind of hoping for, like, a sampling of Rush songs.
You probably know this, but the unfortunate thing is technically that's completely illegal for any streaming services, because would it be the FCC? Whatever corporation is in the U.S., there's something about you can't have more than four songs by the same artist in an hour, four songs on the same album in an hour, possibly even three. It's stuff that applied to radio stations, and they just kind of brought it over for enforcement on the web, and it's... Yep. Annoying.
Yeah, I know all about that because of my, when I was station manager at All Games Radio, I kind of remembered having to put in the rules, can't have the same artist every 45 minutes or something like that.
Yep.
And also the other thing is you can't take requests. A lot of people don't know this. You, like streaming internet radio stations also are supposed to abide by this rule. You cannot take a request and play it within 3 hours. Like if somebody requests a song, you actually have to wait 3 hours before you play it because they don't want it to be an on-demand service.
So does that mean that for that applies equally well to traditional radio stations, correct?
Pretty much.
Does that mean that whenever stations have their recorded shows, that they generally record them one day and then use them the next day?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird. I'm not exactly sure what the thing is, but I know that like they can't. There's a time. It might not be 3 hours. That might be overstating. It might be like something shorter, like 45 minutes or an hour. But I do know that they can't put in a song in the playlist due to a request until such and such time after the request has been made. Now, how they get around that is that somebody will call in and request a song. If it's already in the playlist, they'll insert in the request call.
And so with all the hottest hits that they play, there's a very, very good chance they'll pick something that is already.
Yes.
Neat so trick.
That's
Neat
how
trick.
They get around it. But they can't actually add to the playlist if somebody calls in until a specific time.
Well, that's fantastic. That's a great rule to have to abide by. Oh, wait.
ActDef says, RIAA killing the music industry since 2002. I'd say for much longer than that.
To try the 70s? Yeah.
So thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good night, Bobby.
Thank you. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156 is our toll-free number here in North America. You can call in, talk about video games. Dark Tetsuya says, didn't Live 365 have a similar rule? It's a blanket thing. It's a blanket thing. It applies to all... It applies to pretty much all internet radio streaming. Or any kind of streaming at all that uses RAA music. So we have a call here on the line. So we're going to take it. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Bobby. This is Spazinator.
Spazinator, what's up? What's on your mind?
I got two really quick questions for you. Now, the first one is related to the Forza series.
Uh-huh.
Granted, I'm still kind of a newbie, when it comes to Xbox and all that. So this may be a dumb question. Now, at least with, I think it was either the original Forza or Forza 2, wasn't there some kind of controversy with one of those games shortly after it came out?
The only controversy was because they allow, in Forza 2, they allow for created content. They allow people to create cars and sell them on the marketplace and sell them for in-game credits, and a white power car showed up. And so it was like a moderation thing. It's the same thing that happened in Little Big Planet, and that's all it was. And yes, the storefront is there in Forza 3 that you can see people's car designs. People can actually sell the designs themselves rather than selling the car. So if they don't want to sell a car with their design, they just want to sell the vinyl group or whatever, they can do that now. So that, and it's just, it's moderation. They've got to get moderators in place to be able to catch the offensive content, and there's a way that you can report offensive content as well. That's the only thing, and that's the only controversy that I can think of off the top of my head from Forza 2.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing something, but I just couldn't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. As for the second question, I obviously, already know about because you were demoing it on Friday night and how they were putting, like, the Last FM and all that onto Xbox 360, but, have you ever tried using Facebook and PlayStation 3 at all? And if so, have you had any problems trying to use it over there?
Not Facebook. I used to update Twitter from the PS3 web browser, and not really. I haven't tried doing Facebook. Facebook does a lot of Ajax stuff in their website, so it's probably a little bit harder for it to work on the PS3, but no, I haven't tried it. Good thing is PS3 owners are now soon going to be getting something. I didn't put this in the show notes, but PS3 owners are going to be getting something that the Xbox 360 has had, and that's Netflix. And anybody who is a Netflix subscriber, you can actually, and don't have a 360, you can actually go to netflix.com/PS3 and actually request that they send you a free disc when they're available, and then you can get the Netflix streaming on your PS3. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Obviously, you don't really have time for today because you're going to be taking a call with the guys over at OR in a few minutes. But if you can, during your next show, could you talk a little bit more about at least the Facebook stuff on the 360 and whatnot when you get the chance?
Well, what more do you want to know about it?
Exactly how it works and what you can do and can't do as opposed to just doing it on a regular PC or...
We showed it on my Friday night show, and I literally showed everything you could do on Friday Night Gaming, which is fnglive.net for anybody on Friday or that hasn't seen it, and it's available as video archive on Ustream. Basically, all you can do in the 360 version is you can look at your news feed, or the live feed now is what it's called. You can scroll through it. You can comment and rate on things, rate things, comment things, and just like their status posts and photo updates. And you can read notes and you can see links, but you can't click on the link. So if somebody posts a link to something, like to a YouTube video, you can look at their description of it and the description of the link, but you can't actually go to it. You can view their photos. You can also go through and look at like a specific friend's profile, read their info, read their status updates, look at their photos. No events, no groups, no applications, no Farmville, no nothing like that. And, one thing it does do that you can't do on the website is that if it will look at your friends list and see who else has activated Facebook on their Xbox 360, so you get their gamer tag, and it will do it the other way around. It'll look on your friends list on your Xbox 360 and see who has a Facebook profile. That's it. That's everything, and you can update your status and you can comment on things. That is the entirety of the Xbox 360 Facebook experience.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's good that I plan on getting a PC, they'll help me out. So, well, thanks for taking my call. It's definitely appreciated.
Thank you. So that is it. That is the last call that we're going to take tonight because I want to go ahead and get in, see if they're going to let me in, with Orange Lounge Radio. Three people out in Sacramento, California, who do a show. And they've actually been on the air for the past couple weeks where I haven't. They've actually had some time where they've been able to do shows and talk about things when I haven't been able to. So Sacramento, are you guys there?
We are here, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, okay, I have to ask. Okay.
Yes.
It was a couple 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out of the football game that I was performing in, which we won. And I tweeted something about how awesome the game was. And suddenly, five people retweeted me and said that I thought this thing called President Cat game was so awesome. They changed my tweet. What the hell is President Cat?
Honestly, that's all on them. We did not tell folks to do that to you or whatever. That's kind of funny, though. I think everybody was definitely on a President Cat high that night. All right, let me try to sum up this whole President Cat phenomenon because, we've talked about it in your absence pretty extensively on our show. A couple weeks ago, we were going through the Japanese release dates, and we came across this game.
Tsukiban Shacho Rena Wii.
Thank you. And this is the Japanese game, and we were looking at it going, this game looks awesome. You can do like a cat playing the piano, and oh my gosh, is that cat shooting lasers? And we were like, oh my gosh, why don't we have a lolcat game like this over here? This game looks amazing. And I think Jamie went onto the site and said, hey, they have a Twitter. And so we were like, we should tweet them. And so, it's our usual shtick we do here on the show about, talking about how there should be more of these quirky games over here. And, we're very big on developers not oftentimes taking a risk because we've certainly, hounded Konami about that and the failure of some of their franchises over here in the past. And we just kind of thought we'd leave it at that and, kind of told the listeners, hey, you guys should tweet these guys too and tell them that their game's awesome, that we should get it over here. Well, what I guess ended up making this somewhat notable and ended up getting this on some of the blogs a couple weeks ago was the developers responded. And they were kind of like surprised that their little game, which I almost get the feeling they didn't think very much of or something. I mean, maybe for them, but
The whole thing is that the cat Rena is actually a blogger. they have a catalog and do little photo comics. And so the game is from their photo comic thing.
Right. So it's something that definitely doesn't exist outside of Japan. Mm-hmm. So I think they were just surprised that, what the heck, all of a sudden all these people in the U.S. are starting to tweet us about this game. And so it genuinely took them by surprise. And then, of course, it just started to snowball when it started getting coverage on some of the gaming blogs. And they started tweeting, like, bilingually, because I'm not even kidding, Bobby. Ever since that happened, the number of followers that blog has tripled.
No, more than that. They started off with, like, what, 50-some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have 262 now.
Wow. See, so, you know, and we can't take credit for all of that, but I think a good chunk of that.
Well, it doubled the first night since I sent them the tweet.
Yeah, I mean.
And I've got a translator now, so we're going to send them the whole story of what happened.
So I don't know what else is going to happen after that. I mean, certainly we helped get their little game some coverage, and I think at least showed that people care about these cat games, and that maybe there should try to be like a funny, and I'm not talking like Pets Cats or the, you know, simulation in 10 cats type of game.
We need cats, you know, running a company.
Like a funny cat game. And honestly, I truly believe, I don't even know if it was so much that the developer responded to this, because, you know, Bobby, you've listened to our show long enough. We've talked about this kind of crap for years about, oh, they should localize this game, or they should bring this game over. You know, heck, this whole thing started about music video games and the effort to try to get them over here. You know, when our show started, we didn't even have Dance Dance Revolution over here in the U.S. yet, or maybe it was, like, just breaking. I don't know. But I honestly think part of the reason that this caught on to the game blogs and so forth was that people agree that these cat games look adorable and, you know, is certainly uniquely Japanese, but yet so many people over here seem oddly interested in it and might consider playing it if it came out.
So is it any good?
Well, Loki imported the game. Loki, I'll let you respond.
Yeah, it's fun. I just don't know what's going on because it's all in Japanese, but you don't really have to know what's going on because they have, like, mini games where you're dodging cats jumping at you. You play a piano with a cat. You try to steal money from a cat, which is odd. And then there's one where you drive around with a cat on the back of your car sucking up what looks like sunshine rainbows and while avoiding construction cones.
You know, is it the next Uncharted 2? No. Is it, you know, even probably a magnificent game? No. But does it look like a lot of big, dumb fun? Sure. And that's, you know, to some extent what video games should be. You know, I myself might have a hard time justifying paying $40, $50 for this game, but you know, a couple years ago, there was a Japanese import game that came out here for $20, and it was the biggest thing since sliced bread. Katamari Damacy.
Don't say that too loud around certain people. They don't like that.
Well, boo-hoo. Yeah, I don't apologize for the way I feel about some of that stuff, you know?
Was someone a big sliced bread fan? Is that it?
No, I think you might be hinting at something else that our show was got some game blog press for several years ago, but I digress.
So people are asking, Jamie, are you okay?
Jamie's actually pretty sick. She's kind of started coming down with something last week. I believe she said it was a sinus infection. She ran out actually just now to run to the restroom, but she certainly is feeling a little under the weather, but like the trooper she is, she's going to do the show tonight. You just might hear a little less of her, but I believe she is getting on the other side of a sinus infection, which is affecting her voice.
Well, that's good. So, yeah, tell her that I wish her well. So what are you guys going to be talking about tonight other than President Cat?
Well, believe it or not, we have plenty more to talk about on our show other than President Cat, as we always have for the past, you know, seven some odd years. Although, I don't know, I don't know if there's even been developments on the President Cat front. I don't know if there's anything to say there, but we do want to talk about some of the other stories, including, of course, you've touched on this as well, some of the Netflix streaming developments and the new DS. Certainly, we have our own take on that. We do want to talk about, you know, you gave a pretty harsh review to Guitar Hero Van Halen earlier in the show, and even though I haven't played it, I think a lot of your concerns echo why I'm not going to play the game, but yet that's not stopping the rumors about band-dedicated versions of Guitar Hero and Rock Band coming out, and then also we're going to talk about big news from earlier this week. A classic 8-bit Nintendo game is getting updated and is being brought to the WiiWare channel on November 9th, and that sounds very exciting. And one other thing we do want to talk about certainly is DJ Hero. The full game came out. I know you took a pass on it, but I think Loki and myself certainly feel very differently about the game, so we're going to be giving our review a little later on the show.
Everybody listen to that review. If you're interested in DJ Hero, listen to their review. Don't listen to mine, because I took a pass on it because I guess I'm just not into the mashups. I'm just not into the music. And so it's kind of hard. I'm not saying that it's, you know, it's not 2DX. It's not 2DX. I know that. And I'm not,
right.
It's not the gameplay as much as it was the music. I couldn't see myself sitting there listening to the music just because it's not my kind of thing. That's the only reason I took a pass on it.
And it is important to be into the music in order to really enjoy a music-based game. It's a lot of the reason that I would probably never play Karaoke Revolution Country Edition. Well, I played it once. But you know what I mean? You know, you have to like the music because it is the most important part of the game. I will say this much. From my perspective, I think DJ Hero is creating, not necessarily creating, but bringing to light a genre of music that we certainly have never seen in music-based games before that I think makes this game very unique and very interesting.
OrangeLoungeRadio.com is the website, or you can stay tuned here for their DJ Hero review. Listen to them. Don't listen to me about DJ Hero. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Take care, Bobby. Have a good one. And welcome back, and congrats on the new studio.
Thank you. So that's it for this week. Tune in next week, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, here on All Games Radio at allgames.com. You can catch us live, interact with the show directly. Friday Night Gaming is my TV show, fnglive.net. Friday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. This coming week, we're playing Borderlands on the Xbox 360, voted on by the viewers. Feel free to, or I'd say leave us a voicemail or a bumper or anything on our Skype line, but I haven't put that back up. So email me, blackwolf@allgames.com. Follow me on Twitter, Bobby Blackwolf, or join our official forums at allgames.com. and take part in our community. But we would not be able to make the live show work without the help of the chatters. Thanks so much, guys, for being in here. DC Nate, Derek H, GK128, Loserly, The Rob D, Alpha Box, Billy OK, Binary667, Burning Paper Sun, Bird, DeBlue Guy, Doomplague, Eswat, Funnydale, Kitsune, Maximilian, Octocamo, Stone Raider, THK, Tigerclaw, Toshin, ActDef, Dark Circuitry, Ake Ripper, Alpha Cananagram, Alt, Amaze Satsuma, Ash Fox, Bacon Bits, Bauer CTU, Butchikawa, Cedabrius, Crispy, Dark Tetsuya, Decipher, Disgaea, DJ Dark Knight, D-Man, Firecube, Flaming Bozo, Game Guru, Gamer Girl, Gaudi, Gold Anthro, Havoc978, Hecht, Hitstun, J. Irv, Kazan, Nuxonic, Lando801, Loomies, Lord Cypher, Melted General, MXT, Necromoss, Nutman, Ben15, Prowler35, Punchy, R-Duncan3, Rick and Elite, Scary Crayons, Shadow Next Gen, Sub-Z, Tedekin, TM95, Visid, VHJasonXV, Warham, What Up G, Wilcon, X-Link, Zappy, and Zigzag Maru. Thanks so much, guys. I will be working on the podcast hopefully soon now that I'm in the house and don't have to move things an hour away. See you guys next week. Bye.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed on tonight's broadcast are not necessarily the views and opinions of All Games Productions. This file may be freely distributed provided the original content is unedited and proper attribution is retained. For more information about All Games programming, go to www.allgames.com.